Welcome to CoinStack, our podcast and newsletter on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, DeFi, blockchain, Web 3.0, and the future of money. Let's get started.
CoinStack is sponsored by FTX. FTX is the safe, regulated way to buy and sell Bitcoin and other digital assets. Trade crypto with up to 85% lower fees than top competitors. FTX US is also the only leading exchange that supports both Ethereum and Solana NFTs. You can trade NFTs with no gas on FTX US and gas subsidized when you withdraw off the platform. Check out FTX US today or download the FTX app for Android and iOS.
CoinStack is sponsored by HeartRhythm, the crypto quant fund focused on global and social transformation. For 3 years now, their crypto trading strategies have generated exceptional returns without a single down month. By using a combination of algorithmic trading, margin lending, DeFi yield farming, and hedged liquidity pools, HeartRhythm is now hiring to scale up their team, which is currently based in San Francisco, Boulder, and Chicago, but it's a remote first team, so you can live anywhere. They're hiring smart contract developers, quant engineers, data scientists, and a COO and CFO with hedge fund experience. If you're interested in joining their exceptional team or learning more about their crypto quant fund and social impact focus, visit heartrhythm.com. That's rhythm like algorithm, R-I-T-H-M. Thank you to HeartRhythm for sponsoring this episode of CoinStack.
Going on, everyone. This is Mike, your favorite DeFi degen, back again for another episode of This Week in Crypto, where we recap the top stories, the top reports, the top fundraisers, all the top things that happened in the past week. First one up for today's episode, we have Polkadot founder Gavin Wood donates $5.8 million to Ukraine. Polkadot founder Gavin Wood has followed through on his promise to donate $5 million to Ukraine to support its efforts in its war with Russia. On February 27th, Wood tweeted that if Ukraine were to post a Polkadot address, he would donate $5 million. The official Ukraine account did so earlier today. Following on from a previous tweet asking for crypto donations. In response, Wood tweeted a transaction showing a donation of 298,000 DOT to the address. At the current price of $19 per DOT, his donation is worth $5.8 million. So far, the DOT address has received 6 million donations, including Wood's transaction. Top story number two, Cambridge University launches crypto research project with IMF and BIS. Cambridge University's Center for Alternative Finance has announced a collaboration with the International Monetary Fund, Bank of International Settlement, and others to conduct crypto research. The collaboration, dubbed the Cambridge Digital Asset Program, aims to bring further insight to the growing digital asset industry. The Cambridge Digital Asset Program that we are launching today aims to meet the resulting need for greater clarity by providing data-driven insights through collaborative research involving public and private sector stakeholders, CCAF Executive Director Brian Zhang said in a prepared statement. Other participants in the collaboration include British International Investment, Ernst & Young, Fidelity, and the World Bank. Banks including Goldman Sachs and the payment giants MasterCard and Visa also feature in the collaboration. A total of 16 companies are involved. Industry collaboration and public-private partnerships will be vital in bringing the benefit of digital currencies to life in a sustainable, inclusive, and secure way, said Terry Angelos, SVP and Global Head of FinTech over at Visa. Next one up, crypto exchanges choose financial freedom and refuse to block Russian users. Despite the call from Ukraine's Vice Prime Minister asking for cryptocurrency exchanges to block all Russian user accounts, trading is likely to continue much the same as normal. Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange, says it has no plans for a unilateral freeze, though it said it would block the accounts of specific individuals who are affected by the sanctions. We are not going to unilaterally freeze millions of innocent user accounts, the company told Fortune in a statement. Crypto is meant to provide greater financial freedom for people across the globe. To unilaterally decide to ban people's access to their crypto would fly in the face of reason why crypto exists. On Sunday, the Vice Prime Minister of Ukraine called for a blanket ban on Russian cryptocurrency trades via Twitter, saying it's crucial to freeze not only the addresses linked to Russian and Belarusian politicians, but also to sabotage ordinary users. Russia is a major market maker for Binance, which counts more than 113,000 members in its Russian language Telegram channel. The company did not note that should international sanctions be further expanded, it would apply those aggressively as well. Binance wasn't the only crypto exchange to reject the call for a complete blackout of Russian traders. Jesse Powell, CEO of the Kraken Exchange, said he understood the reasoning behind the request, but was also declining. Our mission at Kraken is to bridge individual humans out of the legacy financial system and bring them into the world of crypto, where arbitrary lines on a map no longer mean anything, where we don't have to worry about being caught in broad and indiscriminate wealth confiscation, he wrote. Our mission is better served by focusing on individual needs above those any government or political faction. Besides, if we were going to voluntarily freeze financial accounts of residents of countries unjustly attacking and provoking violence around the world, step one would be to freeze all U.S. accounts as a practical matter. It's not really a viable business option for us. Cryptocurrency companies aren't turning a blind eye to this crisis. However, Binance on Monday pledged to donate at least $10 million to humanitarian efforts addressing the growing refugee problem. Uniswap adds tool to facilitate crypto donations to Ukraine. Decentralized exchanges such as Uniswap has built an interface that has enabled the users to swap any ERC-20 token for Ethereum and donate to the Ukrainian government in one transaction. To ensure that everyone who wants to donate ERC-20 tokens to the Ukrainian government can do so, we built an interface that swaps any token for ETH and sends it directly to the Ukrainian government in a single transaction, Uniswap tweeted. The protocol added that the interface was built so that anyone who wants to donate but holds other ERC-20 tokens can do so with one click. Following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, tens of millions of dollars worth of crypto has been donated to the Ukrainian government and NGOs. Earlier this week, the Ukrainian government shared at Bitcoin and Ethereum addresses for donations. Today, blockchain records show that these addresses have received over 8 million and 7 million worth of Bitcoin and Ethereum, respectively. Earlier today, the Ukrainian government announced on Twitter that it has now accepted Polkadot donations as well, with more cryptocurrencies to follow. Last but not least, we have Griffin, says fair to assume that the Citadel Securities will be market-making crypto in months to come. Kenneth Griffin, the founder of Citadel Securities, told Bloomberg in a new interview that his firm is on path to market-making in the cryptocurrency sector in the coming months. The comments came during a wide-ranging interview piece published Tuesday, during which the billionaire touched on subjects like Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the overall temperature in the market. In response to a question about the Griffin's past stance on crypto and his recent participation of VC firm Paradigm Capital in Citadel Securities' $1.15 billion funding round earlier this year, Griffin said that crypto has been one of the greatest stories in finance over the course of the last 15 years.